Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Talking about the big news here at the House of M's, and that is it's been run and won. The GOAT countdown winning year. Am I allowed to announce this?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's GOAT. Already been announced.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they'd leave it to me. Why don't you let your big guns roll out the big news?
Let's pretend no one knows. Yeah. Everyone out
guys,
there in your
cars. Guess what?
What?
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
The best year, the GOAT year for music, as voted. Who voted, by the way?
All the listeners.
I'm right across this. the year 1987.
Yay!
All right, just a sample of what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, wow. That's a big gun. Oh, wow. Huge. Okay. All right, there is a claim for 1987, Sweet Child of Mine, With or Without You. Mm-hmm. So I haven't found what you're looking for. Pour Some Sugar on Me in the conversation for the greatest stripper song of all time. Bad, Welcome to the Jungle. Faith, George Michael. The End of the World as We Know It, Need You Tonight. Man in the Mirror. See, a lot of Michael Jackson here, that helps. The Way You Make Me Feel. Streets Have No Name. A lot of you too. Not my go, but whatever floats your boat. Sign of the Times, Prince, the one I love, Beds Are Burning. New Sensation, some great stuff. Can I just say, thank you, fully vindicated. I predicted this. The Oracle has struck once again. Let's go to the tape early in the week of me suggesting this would occur. I'm going with 1987.
Ooh,
when this came out, have a listen. Yes! From the Born Again Piss Tank album of Kevin Bloody Wilson, what else could possibly compete with that? Anybody? No, we have a winner.
Oh, we're going to hear about this.
Stick Guns N' Roses up your jacksie. It was the hard work of Kevin Bloody Wilson that got 1987 across the line. Not the first time I've predicted something on this show that has come true. We all remember this magical moment. I'm going to back West Tigers to beat Cronulla by 20 points.
Oh, wow.
I'm backing this in. Yes, you all laughed. But yes, once again, my perfect strike rate cannot be messed with.
MG, help me out.
You've had
your fair share of stinkers. How about this one?
Hey, by the way, I stand by my prediction that the Wallabies to win the World Cup by a mile. I was being ironic.
No, you weren't.
That was always going to be the case. 1987 has won despite... are you allowed to mention the ones that could have winged 1987?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I'll get you one. Rick Astley.
That
could have brought the whole house of cards tumbling down. That could. MG, why do you think 1987 should win?
Well, one that's missing is the number six hit of 1987. It's Paul Lekakis with Boom Boom.
No.
Unreal.
Tash, what do you feel? Is it the right result?
Oh, it is, because this is my favourite from Whitney.
Oh, my God.
This is Whitney the best.
If we play this after 9 o'clock, that'll do me.
MG Sport Report.
Yeah, the Roosters.
All right, mate, what do you got?
The Roosters last night went down to the Melbourne Storm 18-12, but as per usual, we saw a press conference that ended with a coach not being happy from the losing team. This is what Trent Robinson had to say about his team's loss last night.
The rules are really clear. If you lend weight to a tackler in a stationary or forward momentum, it'll either be stopped or if it's in a try scoring, it'll be a penalty. He runs in from a distance, lends weight, touches his player and Jenko, and then goes over and scores. Connor Watson was looking at the ball, standing in the position. Remus can go for the ball, but he goes over the back of him, stops going for the ball and pushes Joey Manu in the back. That's a disruptor.
Wow. A lot of whining going on at post-match press conferences. You agree?
Yeah, I do, and that's not the reason they lost the game. Look, he's got a point about the disruptor, whatever that word means in our game, but it would be refreshing if he came out and said, you know what, James Tedesco should have been sin bin for the trip. Michael Jennings dropped the ball. We pushed Nelson Asofa Solomona back in the goal. Like, it just doesn't wash. I mean, their team, the Roosters, missed 48 tackles. They had one line break compared to six line breaks from the Melbourne Storm. They weren't the better team. That wasn't the reason they lost the game. The reason they lost the game was because they missed so many tackles. And I just love a coach, Ivan Cleary, and this is not because I'm a Penrith man, but Ivan Cleary recently got beaten by Manly. Did he come? And there's a blatant knock on. He came out and said, you know what, that's not the reason we lost the game. We had through four or five intercepts. You know, our team just weren't good that on the day. And he said, congratulations to DC. Like, let's change the narrative a bit. I mean, we can't keep coming in the press conferences and just bagging everything because it's there in black and white. It's not there in black and white.
We all know the Matildas, but what about the Mabuilders?
Well, it doesn't get much bigger.
Yes, forget the Paris Olympics later in the year.
Oh, yeah.
The big ding-dong drag-em-out last man standing event is happening right now on Channel 9, 7 p.m. Sundays. Get your fix of Lego Masters Australia versus the world. Joining us now, the host, Hamish Blake.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, how goes?
Hello, fellas.
Hello,
what a wrap. Look, forget this. Forget the Olympics.
Well, they do like to go.
I would like you to enjoy both events this year.
All right, we can do that. Now, the competition's hotting up. The teams, as I understand it, Denmark, Germany, France, USA, all competing for the title of. What is the title? What is it?
Well, the title is, I mean, it's Lego Masters versus the world. So Australia in there too, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
We thought we'd keep some Aussies in
just on the same
TV. they will become, I guess they'll become, Lego Masters Australia versus the world grand global champions, which is something I'm just making up now, but we've got time to change the trophy, I guess.
So it's a lot at stake. It's high emotion. Has a brick man gone the blub yet? Because he does. He blows up every season. Is he burst into tears yet?
Well, we've had to lose. We did have to lose our first team, and that's where brick man gets emotional. I mean, because he loves Lego, loves people. That's just it's hard. That's two less people getting to enjoy Lego. I love how into a brickman. I mean, I love that he wears his heart on his sleeve, and, and we all know he's extremely genuine. But you guys are probably able to sympathise with this a little bit more because I've come off the back of 10 or 12 years of commercial radio, where there's a lot of winners and a lot of people that don't win. Yep, I probably was a little bit more jaded going into it.
You're a bit. See you later.
I've spent decades of secret sound where people, everyone wants $25,000, but you can't all get it. So, I wasn't quite there at the start, but now I do. I get it just as invested as he does.
All right, let's go through some of the teams. USA, I'm guessing they're going to just build a massive wall for the Mexican border. At some stage, that would be to the French. They'll probably surrender, get to the finals and surrender. What about the Germans? Do you make them wear Lederhosen? That would be a good touch, yeah?
Do you know what? I reckon there was a suggestion from a higher up at Channel 9 for that. And I think someone went, I don't know if we do that anymore, guys.
if I don't see you slapping your thighs at some stage during this season, I will feel completely ripped off.
We did have a flag bearer come in before as the teams were announced, and I think that's where we were able to really crank up the cultural stereotypes, and he did come in wearing Lederhosen, so that's good.
Well,
I will say this though, this Sunday night, the challenge is a bit of is it real, is it fake? So they've got to kind of like take something and rebuild it out of Lego. Now that is set, just so you know that we're not afraid to really lean on a cultural crutch.
Yes.
That is set in a Parisian boulangerie, like a croissant shop. And for the whole episode, Brickman and I, I'm dressed in like a stripy shirt with a beret on. And for those playing at home, and Brickman sort of a waiter with a big French moustache. And then this is what I love about TV. you know, you stay in the costume, you're having fun, you're like, this is, you know, we're getting into the characters, but it is an elimination where someone has to go home again on Sunday night. And then I remember when we were doing it going, hey, we haven't got changed yet, so I think Brickman's going to be eliminating someone in a big mustache.
I know nothing.
And bursting into tears. Maybe he can mime bursting into tears like a French mime. I'm sure he'll be up all week building a Lego wheel of cheese for that set. I can't wait to see it. Mate, it's great family TV. My kids love it. The adults love it. It's one of those rare shows where you can all sit around together and have fun in front of the box. Who are you predicting? Give us a prediction, or is that you're not allowed to at this stage?
Look, I think the Germans are looking ferocious at the moment.
Very good,
and
yes.
They are tough to beat. They are tough to beat, the Germans. I mean, they're efficient. They communicate well. They can run faster to brick bit.
All right. I love it. Well done, Hamish Blake. I'm looking forward to seeing you in full French foppery this Sunday, of course, on Lego Masters. Thanks for your time today, sir.
On your home.
Thank you, James. Bye-bye.
ACDC.
Hi, this is Angus Young from ACDC. Yes.
Live in London at Wembley Stadium.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Unreal.
Oh, yes.
This is one of the greatest prizes ever given away on this network. If you love rock and roll, if you love Akka Dakka, you're going to Wembley. Well, you could be. If you take the chockies, you got 4 nights accommodation, you got some spending money, you got transfers. This is as good as it gets. Ever seen them live, MG?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I saw them in Sydney about 5 years ago, and they were epic. They blew. If there was a roof on Acor, they would have blown it off. They were epic.
They are the best in the business. I've seen them start with the bells. I've seen them start with a 21-gun salute,
yes.
Bang, from the back of the room. They punch it out. It is top shelf, and it is right up our alley here on the House of M's. How do you win? How do you get involved?
Very simple. You hear the iconic bells, which will sound like this from Monday. Soon as you hear that sound on this program or throughout the day, you need to call us on 133353 and get yourself on the standby list.
Fantastic. Oh, baby.
It's that easy.
Come on. Can I enter? Am I allowed to enter?
Neither of you two can win this.
We should be
prize.
Chaperones, Mickey. We should go as chaperones, I reckon.
Oh, we would never see you again.
Sold.
The Meat Man Wholesale Meats Narellan presents MG's Dad Jokes. Premium quality without the price. And awarded Best Butcher at the 2023 Small Business Awards.
Where did the chicken cross the road?
Three guys want the pro bar, right?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
MG's Dad Jokes.
Yes, we are back. Feels like a while since we've done this. Feels like it's too long. It's one of our favourite segments. A little refresher course for you if you want to be part of the action. Here's how it goes down.
What did the prawn say to the scallop at the party?
I have no idea.
I think I've pulled a muscle.
Oh. Why did the chicken cross the soccer pitch?
Don't know.
Because he heard the ref was blowing fouls.
Oh!
What's the difference between an egg and a beetroot?
I don't know, mate.
You can beat an egg.
How do you chase Will Smith in the snow? You follow the fresh prints.
Oh!
Did you guys hear about the cross-eyed teacher?
No! What about it?
Couldn't control his pupils.
Oh, an absolute rolled gold classic to go out with there. Let's get into it. Some piping hot fresh ones. From the master of the dad joke, it's all in honour of him. It's his segment. He picks a winner eventually. 133353 if you want to get involved. Give us a couple, mate.
Mickey, yesterday I read a really interesting fact about Bruce Lee.
Apparently
he had a brother that was a vegan.
Oh, yeah?
His name was Brocco Lee.
Oh.
Oh. Now... Brocco Lee. He was a vegan. So many elements to that.
Yes,
though I'm not sure the meat man will be that happy about a vegan joke.
Good point.
In his segment, but we'll go with it nonetheless. Have you got another one?
I've got, Me and a few mates have started a band and we're called The Blanket.
Oh, yeah? Great. Why?
We're a cover band.
Oh,
as you can see, people, the bar has not been set that high. Get involved. Money to be won. All thanks to the Meat Man. 133353. Let's go. Ray, get the ball rolling. A dad joke, please.
It's been years since I've done the hokey pokey. I guess I forgot what it's all about.
And that's what it's all about.
Jeez, your delivery was quick. You were right off the blocks there. I would have put a little pause in there, like it's been years since I've done the Hokey Pokey. Yeah, oh, well, I guess I've forgotten what it's all about. See, that's
you're the pro.
Bold gold genius.
Bit of feedback,
rolled Ray. Gold, that's why I'm on the big bucks. Ray, you're in the hunt. Chris is on the line. Chris, dad joke, please.
Yeah, the person who invented the knock-knock joke got nominated for a Nobel Prize.
Again, the
again. I would have gone with Nobel Prize. Yes. That way it accentuates the contrast between a knock-knock. Do you want to have another go at it?
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Did you hear the one about the person who invented the knock-knock joke, they got nominated for the Nobel Prize.
No, no, mate. You can go for a Nobel. Yeah, you've got to accept. It's like a Chris has taken it on the chin. Chris, a slab of Jetty Road.
There you go.
For you.
No, good feedback.
See, I put a pause between Jetty and Road.
Yeah.
Nobel. You got to accentuate the Nobel.
Yes.
All right. Debbie's on the line. Debbie, see if you can save it. What have you got for us?
Useless piece of skin at the end of a penis called?
Not sure. What is it called?
A man.
Jeez.
Oh, we have a clubhouse leader.
Oh, deliveries.
Wow. Unbelievable. Debbie. Wow. That's right between the eyes there.
Boom.
All right, Debbie, she's quite happy with her own work there too, by the way. Debbie, you are. You've heard it from the big man himself. You are the clubhouse leader. Hang about. Stay on the line. Luke, dad joke, please.
Yeah, what do you call two sleepwalking nuns?
No idea. What do you call them?
Roman Catholics.
Oh.
Roaming Catholics.
Roaming, see? Yes. Roaming
Catholics. Luke, I don't know what to say. Yeah. You probably don't need to stay on the line.
No. Ring next Friday. Try again next Friday.
He's the hanging judge today. He's gone mad. Cole, had dad joke, please.
Here we go. Grasshopper pops into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says, we got a drink named after you. He says, what, Cyril?
Oh.
Yeah. Cole, you've gone with one of the classics.
Yep.
It wasn't completely pulled off, but you're in the hunt. Why'd you go with Cyril, by the way? Why'd you choose Cyril? Is it usually Greg or something like that?
Yeah. Steve?
No, he's gone with Cyril, and he's left already.
He's discouraged. Yeah,
again, next week, Cole.
He'd come back on tryout night. We should have a tryout night for dad jokes. All right, Teresa. You're our last contestant today. Knock it out of the park. What do you got?
I may not be attractive, but when I take my clothes off, I turn the shower on.
That's a mum joke.
That is a mum joke, Teresa. But I'll allow it. We won't knock you out on a technicality. MG, I think you know what's going on here. Name our winner today, please.
Two girls excelled today. Teresa, that was a great joke. But Debbie, the useless skin, is the winner. Yay.
Debbie has come out and strafed the room with a very anti-man joke. How are you, Debbie?
I'm good.
Yeah, have you had a bad experience with bad experience with the men, have you?
No.
Deb, nah, do you like meat, Deb?
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh. Oh, no.
Is your name Brocco Lee?
That's it. That's my name.
What a great finish to a great segment today. Well done, everybody. And we've been joined live in the studio, our Melbourne studio, on this Friday morning by the great Marty Sheargold. How are you, Marty?
Thank you, Mick. Thank you, MG. Lovely to see you, Cass.
I notice, of course, that you are at the moment in rehearsals for Fisk.
Yes. Well,
how's it
actually
going?
We're filming, Mick. I never know I can say about Fisk, but that's where we're at.
Has it taken a turn? Is there nudity? Have you ever been asked to do a nude scene, Marty?
Geez, I'd love to do a nude scene in Fisk. I tried to get over the line, my character Ray Gruber having a bit of a mental episode, and I wanted him to be shirtless, smashing red wine. But And they were like, no, I don't know if it's that sort of show. It was like when I tried to suggest that Ray was gay. Every time the courier come, I'd do stuff like, oh, you're quite the tall drink of water. And they were like, you can't, he's not gay. I'm like, well, you don't know he's not gay.
That's right.
So what you're saying is they're knocking back a lot of your suggestions.
Yeah. A lot of my stuff gets knocked back.
Kitty Flanagan, how precious can you be?
Well, she's actually doing a wonderful job at the moment.
She's awesome.
Kitty.
Yes.
She is much loved. Is she a national treasure? Is she class? Yeah.
Very close to it.
You would. Would you say I am a national treasure?
Absolutely. And I'd say MG is too.
Let me tell you a bit about MG, can
please.
I, Marty? He's gone bonkers on Threads.
Threads being
the social media site.
Threads,
it's a bit like LinkedIn, yeah, very similar to LinkedIn. I'm big on
LinkedIn.
It's
not anything like LinkedIn. LinkedIn is for business. Yeah. This is for piss farting around. So,
yeah, right. True.
I think it was introduced as a competitor for X/Twitter.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay.
MG does polls every day, yeah. And you did a poll this week. What was it?
Do you wee in the shower?
Oh, okay. Straight off the bat, I wee in the shower, and I don't mind even laying down a little waffle every now and then. A little waffle stomp.
you do some waffle stomping.
I've waffle stomped for years, Mick, because I'm not getting out of the shower to do poo, because the only reason I have a shower is to do poo. So if I need to stomp, I will stomp, and that's what I actually did stomp one of the kids down when they were a baby, when we were about 3 years old, and we were at the swimming pool in the change rooms, and I pulled the nappy off and a big poo fell out of it straight on the drain. And
just
I went,
get a big toe. Yep.
I just bloody jammed that one straight down the drain.
Your kids will be doing that with you in about 20 years. Make no mistake.
Plastic seats, Mick, with just the toilet seat on it, please. Can you at least build some sides? Why do I have to just poo into a hole now because I'm 82?
I think you know what to get me for my next birthday, Marty. How old do you have to be before you get one? It's like a poo high chair, isn't it?
Where it really is.
You can eat poo
at the same time.
I'd like to take one of those when I go poo jogging, just to make it easier. So
absolutely.
I'm running around.
People are like, why are you running around with a toilet seat, Mick? None of your business. Is that Roxy Jacenko's business? Remember how many blokes kept pooing outside Roxy Jacenko's joint?
Yeah.
That's
for good reason.
That's sending you a message, really.
It really is.
Did you ever wee in the pool when you were in
absolutely.
The
school? I did.
Sometimes from the diving board.
Sometimes I would go to the pool just to have a wee.
Just a wee.
we talked about once in a bar at the Bali Intan in Bali. I spent 6.5 hours without getting out of that pool bar.
You
do the maths.
No way, Mick, you didn't do a wee in 6.5 hours. How many do you reckon you did is the question.
Well, let's just say the water level's rising. Yeah, and here's the best bit was, though, at the end of it, I'd been drinking their rice wine, Arak Attack. Remember those? And when I got out, the barman had to put on my shoes and tie up my laces.
You couldn't have just carried them. Like, where were you going from there that you needed shoes function?
I'll tell you where I went. And by this stage, the sun was just coming up. And my hotel was about 100 metres up the beach.
Right.
And I remember walking to the hotel. And I'm going, this is taking forever. I turn around and look back at my tracks, and they're just going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. I covered about 2.5 Ks for the 100 metres. Let me tell you, that was it. All right, mate. Well, what are your plans for the weekend? Are you going to be at home rehearsing, doing some workshops for Fish?
I have to do a little bit of work. You know how I got the job, Mick? We were talking about this earlier.
Mm.
It was middle of the pandemic, and
yes.
I was suggested to me that I should read for the role of Ray, and I was like, my ego kicked in. I was like, I don't read for stuff. You either want me or you don't. I pushed through all of that, and I got the kids to film me on an iPad. And I had Ange read the other people's lines. And if you've ever worked with a piece of wood, how I ever got this part, Nick, my God, Jesus, it was like flotsam and jetsam had rolled into the front room. I mean, the fact that I could work opposite her is what, and the kids filming on the iPad, I'd had a couple of red wines, it's full pandemic.
Of course, be honest.
Mate, look, it's a victory for me that I could get that role, having to if people say to you, who's the worst person you've ever worked with? Ange.
Well, it's like doing a two-hander with a sequoia. Well done, Marty. Great stuff. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. And we'll do it again soon, mate.
See
you,
Marty. Have a lovely weekend, gang.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the f***?
WTF?
A woman is breaking up with her boyfriend over the way he walks.
What the
f***? What? Wow. Yes. It's taken it to another level, this has. Shallow. Well, she's complaining that he always walks in front of her.
Oh.
And when they go to a store, he just takes off. After parking, he'll just start walking and leaving her trailing in his wake. Is that a deal breaker, girls?
I can't afford to be that picky.
That's good. All right. What type of walk do you like? Do you like a saunter?
Like bold a saunter, like as if they've got saunter. a tool belt holding them back.
A tool back.
Okay, sorry, that's too much, Kat.
A mosey? Do you like a mosey?
No, I don't like too slow.
What about a sachet?
Oh, a sachet.
Depends on your, interests, but no.
What about a moonwalk?
They walk on their toes as well. They walk up on their toes. Them type of blokes, always in a
row. Oh, yeah. Mm. I don't know about
bodybuilders.
Bodybuilders. Oh, you are.
How would you describe your walk, MG?
Laconic.
I think you walk with confidence, MG.
With confidence?
Yeah, it's bold. Okay. It's a bold walk.
Mm. Is it? Mm-hmm. Isn't that laconic?
I walk like I'm coming down a catwalk.
You do. You actually have a suitor.
You're Zoolander. Mm.
You present yourself.
Thank you very much. Do you know, traditionally, when walking with your partner, men are supposed to walk on the outside. This is part of the old school etiquette. So in the old days, you'd be able to protect the woman. So if you're walking on the outside and there was a horse and cart or something coming down the street, she's on the inside and you in a position to not only put your jacket down in case she needs to walk across a puddle.
I think they sound like beautiful times.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, well, kiss them goodbye. Welcome. Yeah, they're long gone thanks to all your moaning. MG, what have you got?
I'm not sure whether this is the cruelest or the best thing I've ever heard, but in Japan, death row inmates are not told the date of their execution until the morning it takes place.
What the f***? I think that's good, isn't it?
No. They wake up each day wondering if today may be their last day on earth.
So they don't get a last meal, they just get a last brunch.
No last sushi. So,
hey, I'd like to be there when you drop that bombshell. G'day, mate. How you going today? Good. What are you up to? No, I think you're fine. There's a bit going on. Guess what? Surprise! We're
going
to top you today. Kat, what have you got?
Okay, so you can't rotate your arms clockwise and anti-clockwise at the same time.
What the f***? Right fist there and left fist there.
They go in the same direction. It's going in the same direction.
Excuse me.
Oh, you look can't be wrong, can you?
You look like you're dog paddling.
You do.
You can't do it.
Right, I've done it. So thank you. Turn for calls to me.
Unreal.
And that is very hard, by the way. Mm. And I don't want that vision turning up I did it, all right? Tash, what have you got?
A couple has accidentally got divorced after the lawyer clicked the wrong button using an online portal.
What the f***? What does that mean? I don't understand.
So the lawyer
means.
Was putting through an online portal for a quick divorce and actually had ticked the wrong couple when he was putting through the divorce.
Oh. Ah, so they're divorced, whether they like it or not. It's fake. Yep. Roll with it. Maddie's on the line. Maddie, blow my mind. What have you got?
Okay, guys. The sound of cash being dispensed at an ATM is fake.
The sound is
produced by a speaker to give you the satisfaction to know that your money is coming out.
Wow.
That is massive. So there's nothing actually happening.
Wow.
All right. So well, that is a... I'm going to go and test that immediately. Yep. Afterwards. I would if I could remember my PIN number. Thanks, Maddie. Greg's on the line. Greg, what have you got?
Hey, guys. In Singapore, if you don't flush a public toilet, you can go to jail.
Jesus. Wow. Fair
enough.
Where you'll be sitting on a toilet without a lid. If I know anything about being locked up in a cell, that's a toilet you don't want to be using. No. Really, that's a... Wow. What, do you have to take part in a lineup or something? Or what happens? So how do they identify you? DNA? Okay, Greg, you've left. Greg, I was going to give you some money, but you're not on the line. So.
And some beer.
Bad luck. Pete's on the line. Pete, what have you got?
Buenos Aires, 1987. I think it was on the 13th floor of an apartment building. A kid was playing fetch with his dog. Threw the ball, went out the window. The dog chased the ball out the window, unfortunately. Fell 13 stories down onto an old lady who was walking underneath, which killed her. And a girl across the road saw this happen. She ran across the road to assist the old lady, was hit by a bus. She was killed. An old bloke buying his medication in a pharmacy at the same time just walked out, saw all this happen, had a heart attack, dropped dead.
I don't know if it's true or not, but $250 is coming your way. Just if you've made that up, you're a genius. And if it did happen, wow. Only in Buenos Aires. Good on you, Pete.
Greeks can go from tragedy to sitcom to horror movie in the blink of an eye. I'm what some people call a woman of a certain age. It's respectful and insulting at the same time.
Please welcome to Triple M, Mary Koustas. Yeah.
Always a pleasure, Mary, to have you join us in the studio. You've been wowing them down in Melbourne, Mary, and you've got shows coming up in Sydney.
Correct.
At the Factory Theatre and the Concourse Concert Hall. We'll get to those a little later. But I was down in Melbourne recently and I caught up with your brother.
Yes.
And your mother. And
they don't often travel as a double.
No, well,
they're not look like you and MG.
No, we're like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in Twins, the two of us. But I saw them at a funeral.
Yes.
And your mum was in great form, but I wasn't getting much because I was with my brother.
Yes.
And Richard. She loves my brother Richard.
Richard. Richard's the best. The best.
She's always favoured Richard over me. What is that?
But let me tell you, she called me afterwards and she says, "May I saw Richard?" Pause. And Mick.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said, "Oh, Mick, he's love." So I reckon Richardman needs to lift his game.
Yeah, he needs to lift his game.
I think you might have at the funeral, like glamoured her.
And she threatened to have me round for a meal, and which I've been agitating for so many years.
And she's not all talk. She's all action, brother.
She's the business. I've heard about people who've dined at her table, and it is a bucket list.
Yeah.
Stuff. Can I ask you about the Greek funeral? Because I've been to now. Is it a bit? I don't mean matter of fact, but they seem to take it in their stride. They're professional in this aspect. Is that fair?
My mother went to two this week.
Yes.
Okay. You know, and she just does it as a, you know, it's like your bass.
Right.
You know, like you have to do it. And she loves it and she'll judge it. She's already told me what she wants for her funeral.
Oh, but okay.
My dad died a very long time ago. My mother was widowed. I think she was 47, 48. And it was a very sad funeral, obviously. He was very loved. We had two priests because the special people get an extra priest. You know, it's like a prize. And you get a priest and you get a second priest. And we had a woman there, an older woman, who was the professional mourner but without the income. Okay. You know, like she was crying louder than us. And
what?
Exactly. And we were just in the front and I kept looking at my brother and my mum. She's like, "Oh, that's no good. She's too much, much, much."
Dial it down a notch, honey.
Yeah, relax. It wasn't your father.
I've heard it does go off at the...
cemetery.
At the cemetery, there's a lot of wailing, and people have threatened to throw themselves into.
Yeah, weirdly, no one's thrown themselves in. They've all threatened, I'm going to jump in. No. Okay, let go. Let's see what happens. No. But the funny thing with my dad's funeral was he was not a tall man.
Yes.
He was probably like 5'7". Right. And when they were lowering, because my dad had so many heart attacks throughout my life, right. Like he had to have two to kill him on the day, right? And when they were lowering the coffin, it didn't fit in the hole. And I said to Con, my brother, he won't die even when he's dead. You know, he won't go. And so I went over to inspect. What was I going to do?
What are you going to do?
Laser cut the hole with my eyes. And as I went over, I tripped on the mound of dirt. And my dad's sister, who was hilarious, she thought I was trying to throw myself in. Instead of just tripping. So she said, she's fainted. And they were the black clustered women, you know, like all around me screaming. And my auntie in her, you know, great intelligence pulls out the worst perfume you can buy. I'm sure you can buy it by the liter at a petrol station. She started spritzing me like smelling salts to revive me. It was theatre to the max.
That's what I'm talking about. They see that in action. There's a lot of singing at the Greek funeral. So I went to the Italian, a lot of Latin. The Greek funeral, it's all dancing, all singing.
Yeah, but only the professional sings.
That's right.
The other people don't sing.
No.
We have a canter. You know, it sounds horsey, but it's not. And he sings, and they usually sing with a bit of a tremble in there.
They do.
They go,
it's like a Greek idol or something. Big day on Triple M. We've announced the best year of music ever, which was 1987.
Whoa.
Yeah, which was Guns N' Roses and U2 and Michael Jackson and all of that. Do you have a favourite music or a go-to?
Is it
Greek?
It's not.
It's not.
No. First album I ever bought with my brother was Songs in the Key of Life, Stevie Wonder.
That's a good album
of, you know, like Prince and George Michael and all the greats love that album.
Absolutely.
It's
well, that's a great first album.
But, yeah, I mean, I loved all.
First concert? 80s.
First concert, tragic, because I just took my daughter to Taylor Swift. That was her second concert. She also went to Ed Sheeran. But my first concert was Alice Cooper.
Well, that's pretty good too.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, Only Women Bleed, as if we didn't know. Like I needed Alice to tell me and he was crying. You remember his makeup? And I'm like, what's he crying about? He's not bleeding.
He'd overplayed his hand on that. Well, what about Greek music? Were you a Nana Mouskouri fan at all?
Oh, my God. Yeah, look, there was Nana and Demis.
And Demis Roussos.
My friend, the wind. It's not really normally that friendly wind. And I reckon he would add plenty of wind too. That's why he's wearing those dresses.
Yeah, that caftan could have billowed up.
My God.
Like a spinnaker on the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. He could have stood over a great Marilyn Monroe style and got that thing up
and
about.
Could you imagine? I reckon he didn't wear jocks.
He was free-balling under that.
And they were big balls.
Like the Pope.
Big cags.
Big balls. Well, opera. The Greeks are good at opera, aren't they? There was some very famous Greek.
Oh, Maria Callas.
Maria Callas.
Yeah.
Who you remind me of.
Yeah, I can't sing, though. That's the only difference.
Now, well, that's a big factor to take into account. Your good friend Effie is shooting the lights out in a brand new show. Let's have a listen to the work of Effie.
Hello, good thanks. Effie here. Good Fred. I know what you're thinking. Wow. And you're right. I'm hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Effie to Triple M.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's joined us live in the studio to promote a new show, Up Yourselfness. How are you, Effie?
I'm great. How are you, Mick? MG, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, darling.
Oh, you're hot. You know, look, I'm pro hair, obviously.
Of course.
Mick, you're doing great. You're hanging in there. You might have greyed up a bit, but you've got plenty of it as opposed to MG.
What's happened there, do you think?
What's happened? Why is it in the southern hemisphere now?
it's kind of like turn my head upside down type thing. That's what
exactly.
It is indeed. Now, tell us a bit about your new show, Effie. Up Yourselfness.
It's the only immunity we have left.
Yes.
It's the psychological lube that reduces the chafing of society. Judgments. One must say up yourself because, you know, everything's against this. I don't know. I mean, and I'm not a nego sort of person.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're not cancel culture.
No, no. Look, there's a lot of cancelling going on currently. You know, they've cancelled the adjectives. Have you heard? You can't describe anything anymore.
What?
We've become pronoun and anti-adjective.
What's
you can't call someone fat or dumb or thick or stingy or slimy or, you know, all those things. I can't talk about my family anymore. It's terrible.
So this is a great... Now, you're coming, of course, to Sydney. You're going to be at the Factory Theatre at 7 p.m. on Friday the 17th of May. Yes. I'll see you there, Effie.
On the Saturday at the concert hall. Oh, my God, finally.
Concert hall.
Concert hall at Chatswood. That Concourse Theatre. It's going to go
amazing. Are you going to wear something special? Are you going to dress it up a bit?
I dress it up. Life's a visual medium, and I really commit to being a great visual.
Well, you are the best in the business when you strut the stage, everyone. Oh. You know, when you emerged, I saw you once, and you emerged from the wings, and there was a flutter of programs.
Oh, people, my God, know what? They don't even have to look me up. I'm just sitting there in the back of their consciousness. I've always been there.
You are. You're lurking in the recesses of everyone's mind. If I can say up your selfness. If you see one show at the Sydney Comedy Festival,
And I'm not being biased. I mean, I am a legend. Listen, you've always got to return to the greats. You've got to see, you know, the pioneers.
Yes.
No offence, but you and I were there with the jackhammers in the 80s.
We were there in sepia tone.
Oh,
our early stuff has only just survived. I think it's in some kind of museum at the moment. Effie, thanks for swinging by.
I love it.
Thanks for bringing Mary.
I love you, both of you.
We do.
It's my favourite threesome. Don't tell my husband.
And if you know anything about how to look after yourself, you'll go and see these shows at the Sydney Comedy Festival. We'll have you back beforehand because we cannot get enough of you. Thank you very much, Effie and Mary.
Love you.
Welcome to a wonderful week that was. And we start with a story about conjoined twins getting married to one man. And Mick had his thoughts on that.
I heard the bride was angry when her sister wore the same dress to me. No. Oh, man, imagine that when you come home late. It'll be double the silent treatment. I've got to say I speak on behalf of all men when I say I've always wanted to have a two-and-a-half-some.
MG's son Maverick played his debut first-grade game and the Triple M crew were dying to get his thoughts on the night.
A, I don't want to talk to him because I've had a few. But B, it's not about me. It's about the young bloke. Let's talk to him. So I was doing a wee in the toilet and a technician from Triple M come up with headphones and a microphone. I said, what? Where do I put them on? What's going on? Can't you see I'm busy?
Glenn Robbins shared a story about Mick that he eloquently referred to as Wash My Smalls.
In Adelaide, I get a call before the show. Mick says,
can you come round to my room?
I'm going, what? What is going on here? He goes, I don't know how to wash my underpants.
You are a boy.
But you did.
Asking you to iron my shirt before a gig.
When I got around there, you said, I can't turn on the washing machine. I've never used a washing machine before. How do I wash my underpants?
I may have.
Chinese police have started using corgis on their police force.
It used to be a dog you associated with royalty. Now, apparently, they're frontline troops. Imagine how intimidating. Oh, no, they've released the corgis.
Watch your feet.
Run away at a very gentle pace. If they didn't catch you, all they'd want's a tummy rub, I reckon.
And newsbreaker Natasha Belling brought a study to the show.
The size of a man's nose, the length in particular, indicates the length of his penis.
Bill Laurie must have a dog.
About Pinocchio.
Oh, Pinocchio.
He keeps telling lies about the size of his penis and then it grows, like his nose.
We learnt MG loves a poll on social media platform Threads. Here's just a few of the hard-hitting questions for his followers.
Do you keep barbecue and tomato sauce in the cupboard? Do you prefer the beach to the backyard pool? Here's one for you. Guys, do you wee in the pool?
Yes.
No.
You do? Do? Yeah, I do.
Holidays.
Sometimes from the diving board. Hello!
Oh, stop! AI has been conducting virtual animal fights, which gave Mick an idea.
Well, let's see, an AI newsreader fight.
Yes.
Who would win out of Sandra Sully and Natasha Belling?
Sandra's a Queenslander, so she would win.
Yep.
Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like State of Origin.
MG might be under investigation from ICAC after his gym put on a trivia night.
We had 12 tables of 10 people. I was on a table of 10, and guess what? My table won.
Oh.
Your table won.
So, was there a blow up? Did people get angry?
Oh, there was a little bit of one. We had a few drinks, and everyone was, you know, cool. Who wrote these questions? Well, I didn't write the questions. My son wrote every question.
Oh, off with you. And the CEO of Nike has blamed working from home for a drop in revenue.
And he also said, as of their kids making them in Bangladesh, he doesn't want them working from home. He wants them to come into the sweatshop.
And there it is, another wonderful week that was on Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M City.
Mick and MG in the Morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the Morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.